Welcome to English for You. I'm Kat.
And I'm Elsie.
And today we're talking about something kind of different. Mm-hmm. We're talking about performance art.
Performance art.
Yeah, and if you've read this unit already, you know that there's an activity that goes with this.
Yeah, and we did that already.
Yeah, we just did that. So the questions that are in the activity we're going to kind of answer for you, and then we're going to go to the article. So what is your partner's name and how well do you know them?
Okay, my partner's name is Kat.
Yeah.
And we are teaching partners.
Yes, we are. And we have been for more than a year. So, I think I know you kind of well.
What's my name?
You are Elsie.
Yay.
Yeah. And what did you pay attention to? I'm curious about this. While you were looking at your partner, did you notice anything?
Well, I was looking at you. I was focusing on your eyes.
Well, yeah. But what part of my eyes?
The two big eyes.
Like, you were thinking about how big they were?
I was amazed by how big they were.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, and the colors of your pupils are really,
really
different from mine.
Because I have green eyes, basically.
Right.
Yeah, and I was noticing that you were wearing contacts, but I also noticed your eyeliner was really, really nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, and the shape of your eyes, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Really.
And
then, I haven't noticed that.
Okay. And then later on, I was looking at the green, because we have a green screen here, so I was looking at the green coming off of your face.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you were kind of zoning out?
No, not zoning out. I was just seeing different things at different times.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
What's the next question?
How did you feel while you were looking at your partner? Did you feel sad, nervous, happy?
I feel happy, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
I felt happy because I never had a chance to look at you like that.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it kind of was funny for some reason at some point. Yeah. Yeah.
And the next one is, how do you feel toward your partner now? How do you feel towards me now?
I mean, I always like you, so
I always like you too.
Aw, so I don't think I feel any different. I was glad I got the chance to do that.
I think I got more familiar with you.
Yeah. It feels a little more familiar.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, that's what we did for the activity. And you guys are going to get the chance to do this too. Or maybe you already did. Anyway, we're going to talk about the article that goes with that and why it's important to be looking into each other's eyes like that. So let's go ahead and find out. Reading.
The ever-changing world of performance art. In 2010, Marina Abramović created a uniquely great work of art. For a total of 700 hours, she sat silently in New York City's Museum of Modern Art. As she did, members of the public could sit opposite her one by one and look back into her eyes. Over 1,500 people did so. Some stared for minutes, others stared for hours, and still others burst into tears. Abramović's work, The Artist is Present, is an example of performance art. This type of art uses space, time, the artist's body, and interaction with the audience to express artistic ideas. Performance art existed as far back as ancient Greece, but it became popular during the 1960s. At that time, many artists wanted to express themselves in new ways. They also wanted to create works that couldn't be easily bought or sold. Performance art fits this purpose perfectly. Unlike traditional art forms such as painting, it doesn't require specific materials or techniques. Its artists are free to create works in any way they like. It's why performance art is sometimes said to represent life like no other creative form.
Okay, so we're starting right out talking about the artist that inspired this activity. In 2010, Marina Abramović created a uniquely great work of art.
Oh, 所以时间来到2010年 ,Marina 她创造了一项特别伟大的艺术作品。那这项作品是什么呢？我们先看这个字 ,uniquely。副词它代表特别尤其那去掉字尾 ly 你会看到 unique 这个形容词代表独一无二的 So what is this uniquely great work of art about?
Well, usually you'd expect art to be like a painting or a sculpture, but it's not either of those things. It's not even anything she made. So for a total of 700 hours, she sat silently in New York City's Museum of Modern Art, MoMA.
Oh, MoMA.
Yeah.
New York City's Museum of Modern Art, 那就是纽约的现代艺术博物馆。Marina 呢，在那个地方静坐了700小时。And what happened when she was sitting there?
Well, a lot and nothing. As she did.
A lot of nothing.
Yeah. And as she did, members of the public, means anybody, could sit opposite her one by one and look back into her eyes. Just like we were just doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they probably, she did it for a lot longer. 700 hours. That's a long time.
Was that moving?
Well, I think so. I mean, she probably got up to eat or go to the bathroom, but she was sitting there for a long time.
Wow.
Yeah, so opposite here is a preposition that we are talking about as one of our first vocab words. It means on the other side of something, facing something or somebody. So if Elsie and I are like this, we are opposite. Yeah. Opposite can be several parts of speech. Here we're using it as a preposition. It can also be an adjective if you say, for example, sit on the opposite side. So side being the noun, opposite being the adjective. It has the same meaning. Or opposite can be a noun itself. My brother and I are opposites means we are completely different. We often use this opposite word when we're talking about locations on the street or when two people are sitting across from each other. So, for example, a new apartment building is being built opposite the school. That's how we use it as a preposition.
Mm-hmm. Opposite 在课文当中呢，当介系词用哦，代表的是在某人或某物的对面。那刚 Cat 有提到的 opposite 也可以当作形容词，代表完全不同的、相反的或对面的。那另外 opposite 也可以当名词哦，代表相反的人或物。For example, my sister is a very shy person, but I am the opposite.
Oh, is that true?
代表我跟他完全相反，他是个害羞的人，而我则不是。
Yeah.
And we also saw the phrase one by one in the article.
Yeah, one by one. So they came to sit opposite her one by one. That means one person at a time. You don't have two people sitting in the same chair or two different chairs. And then it's another person and then another person. Now, one by one is usually talking about lining up. It can also be in other numbers. You can say two by two, so two people, and then another two people.
Mm-hmm.
Or in another way to say one by one, you can say one at a time. Now we're especially talking about lining up for things. Line up one by one.
One by one 代表就是逐一或是一个接一个。所以有的时候我们在上一对一的课程的时候，你就不能用 one by one, 你要用 one on one class.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like when you are...taught by a tutor.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's a one-on-one class.
Yeah, one person and one person.
跟那个 one by one 是不一样的哦。那这边我们说到呢，一个接一个的人会坐在这位艺术家的对面，然后呢，他们可以认真看他的眼睛。And how many people did that?
Wow, over 1,500 or 1,500 people did so. Some stared for minutes like we did. Others stared for hours.
Wow.
And still others...burst into tears.
Really?
So it must have been a very emotional experience. Mm. One of our vocab words from the sentence is stare. Now, stare is a verb that means to keep looking at something or somebody for a long time. It's not in a mean way, but just keeping your eyes on it for a long time, like in the activity we're doing at this article. Now, if you're looking at somebody angrily, that's called glaring, not staring. If you're looking for a very short time like this...That's called a glance or glancing. You can use stare to talk about staring at something or staring into something. Usually you stare at a person, but stare into a computer screen. It kind of depends on how you're looking. But make sure you don't stare at strangers. It's kind of rude. So here's an example. The tourist stared at the language on the sign for a long time, trying to figure out what it was saying.
Stare at 这个片语代表凝视或是盯着某人或某物看。那在文章当中我们还看到一个用法是 some people, others, 再加上 and still others. 这个代表的是呢有些人怎么样有些人又是怎么样还有些人是另外一个状况。所以总共有超过1500个人参与这个活动。有些人会盯着他看几分钟有些人就盯着他看数个小时还有些人会 burst into tears.
Yeah!
Just like that.
Yeah. Burst into tears is what I kind of just acted out doing. Bursting into tears means to suddenly start crying in an obvious way, like sobbing or yelling, or tears just come out of your eyes very suddenly, something like that. Usually it's when a lot of emotions hit you really, really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And staring into somebody's eyes can be a really kind of a vulnerable experience.
Yeah.
So it could bring out a lot of emotions in somebody.
Mm-hmm. Burst into tears 代表突然大哭，突然哭起来。So none of us burst into tears, right?
No, but
we're doing that.
But we burst into laughter.
Right, we burst into laughter. 我们是突然大笑。
Yeah, or kind of burst into giggles, which is like, yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, maybe some other people started laughing. Anybody could have a different experience when they're doing this. It's not a common thing. So Abramovich's work, The Artist is Present, is what it was called, is an example of performance art.
Performance art 代表的是行为艺术。那这个 Marina 的作品呢，它的名字是 The Artist is Present, 它就是一种行为艺术。Can you tell us more about this kind of art?
Well, thankfully, I know a lot about this kind of art, but the article does tell us too.
Mm-hmm.
This type of art uses space, time, the artist's body, and interaction with the audience to express artistic ideas. So it's not about painting, it's not about making something, it's about making an idea.
Mm-hmm.
So interaction here, when you're talking about interaction with an audience, is a noun that talks about how people or things talk, see, hear, or otherwise notice each other. If there's two-way communication, there's interaction, because inter means between, and action means something you do. So Elsie and I interact while we're teaching you. If we didn't, we would never talk to or look at each other.Yeah, no, don't want to look at you. But we do, we have interaction. We interact, that's the verb. Interaction with an audience is how the artist relates to other people. So an example of this might be, the actors in the play had interactions with the crowd that made the story more fun and made us feel like we were part of it.
Interaction, 这个名词代表互动或是相互作用。它的动词形式是 interact。我们可以说 A interact with B. So I got a question for you, Kat. Do you like to interact with people?
Yeah, definitely. To a certain point. I think after some time, I get exhausted and I need to be by myself. But mostly, yeah, I like to interact with people.
So can I say you are a people person?
Sure.
Hmm, okay.
Yeah, I'm a people person.
所以回到文章呢，我们说到这个 performance art, 行为艺术，它使用的是空间、时间，还有艺术家的身体。还有呢，就是与观众的互动。And it uses these four elements to express artistic ideas.
Express. When you express something or express yourself, the express is a verb that shows something through art, writing, music, speaking, or anything else. It's usually about your emotions and your thoughts. When you express yourself, you somehow show the way you feel or something you believe. Now, creativity and expression, which is the noun of express with the I-O-N, often go together. If you want to talk about a person who is good at expressing themselves, the adjective for them is expressive. Now, here's an example for express, the verb. Ben expressed his sadness over his mother's death by writing a song about her. Yeah, when you have strong emotions, you want to express them.
Express, 这个动词代表表现、表达。那每个人都要学会怎么样去 express oneself, 也就是表达自己的想法或感受。那再来呢，我们在文章中还看到一个字，它是 artistic。这个字是个形容词，代表艺术的、美术的。那我们这边说到呢，行为艺术可以用来传达艺术的想法。Now let's talk about the history of performance art.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. So performance art existed as far back as ancient Greece.But it became popular during the 1960s.
Oh, 所以行为艺术呢在 ancient Greece, 也就是古希腊时期就存在了。但是呢一直到了60年代才受到欢迎。
At that time, many artists wanted to express themselves, express yourself, in new ways. Yeah, of course. So they're tired of old kinds of art. They don't want to do things the way that their parents and grandparents did it. They want to find new ways to talk about their ideas.
Mm-hmm. 所以在那个时候呢，很多艺术家想用新的方式来表达自己。
They also wanted to create works that couldn't be easily bought or sold.Yeah, because art can be too wrapped up in money sometimes.
So if I make paintings, people can come and buy my paintings.
Yeah.
And I can sell my paintings.
Right.
But here, 他们是不想要创造出能够轻易被购买或卖出的作品。
Right. They can't sell a performance, only a recording of a performance. Mm-hmm. So performance art fits this purpose perfectly. That's hard to say.
Yeah. 所以呢我们说行为艺术啊正好就符合这个目的。Okay.
Yeah. Unlike traditional art forms, such as painting, it doesn't require specific materials or techniques. Right. So it's not requiring anything specific. Specific here is an adjective that means something that's special, particular, or stated clearly that you need it. Something specific is not just anything, but something that you clearly asked for. For example, if I want a specific thing for breakfast, I might want pancakes, eggs, toast, jam, and butter.I don't just want you to get me anything you like. I want specific stuff. Or an example might be, is there anything specific you want to buy at Sogo? Or are we just looking around?
Yeah. Specific, 这个形容词呢代表特定的、特有的。那行为艺术呢跟传统艺术是不同的。传统艺术它是会有一个特定的制作的方式或是它的材料。但是这边行为艺术 it doesn't require specific materials.
That's right. And remember, specific is not the same as pacific. They're different words. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So another thing is materials, specific materials. Material is a noun that means something for making something else. Anything that's not in cooking, those are ingredients. So like fabric, glue, paint, paper...decorations, clay, wood, anything like that can be made into something else that is a material. Most art needs materials like paint or clay or canvas, but performance art does not. Mm-hmm. So an example sentence might be, what kind of materials do we need to make this bookshelf?
Material, 这个名词代表材料。但是呢如果是加在煮饭当中的食材我们要用的是 ingredient, 它是不一样的哦。So, painting needs specific materials like brushes, 刷子, and canvases, 画布, but performance art doesn't need anything specific. 行为艺术呢是不需要特定的材料。
Okay, so talking about performance art, it doesn't need any specific materials, because you're performing. Mm-hmm. Its artists are free to create works in any way they like.
That's right. 艺术家呢可以用任何的他们喜欢的方式去做创作。
Mm-hmm. It's why performance art is sometimes said to represent life like no other creative form. Now, when we say it is said to represent life, is said to means that people say something in this way, like, another way to say would be people say performance art represents life like no other creative form. Also, is said to can mean people made a rumor about it. It might or might not be true. Like, this castle is said to have ghosts inside of it.
Be said to 代表的是据说。那先给同学们一个简单的例句哦。Tom is said to be a polite and gentle boy, but when I talked to him yesterday, he wasn't like that at all.
Uh-oh.
代表据说 Tom 是这样的一个人，温文有礼的男孩。但是昨天我跟他说话的时候，他却不是如此。那回到文章，我们说 ，and this kind of art represents life like no other creative form.
Yeah, and that's our pocket phrase go today, like no other, like no other noun. So we're going to go right to that, and then that's the end of day one, so we're going to come back for our For You chat.
Pocket phrase go!
作为一个朋友，你的好人缘哦，让你在2020一开始就受到很多注目，大家呢跟你相处一定都觉得 Wow, you're like no other, 真是与众不同啊，千万呢别浪费了这个人气，想要经营呢自己的频道，现在就是好机会哦。Like no other 跟其他的都不一样，就表示呢是怎么样，独一无二的，与众不同的，无可比拟的。OK， 比方说啊，大家都考不及格，哎，但是你考100分，或是呢篮子里的鸡蛋都是白的，只有这一颗是黑的，哎，这种呢鹤立鸡群，在团体之中闪耀的分子呢，我们就可以说 like no other， 与众不同的哦。这个片语呢我们也可以在后面加上名词来表示我们所指的东西呢在这类型当中相当出众。比方说啊怎么样 ,My video's quality are like no other channels. 没有错，我们精心制作的每日影片让观众都能够看到好内容。所以呢，记得按赞、分享、订阅咯。
Alright, our For You Chat question today is, think about the artist is present. Do you think it was easy for Abramovich, for Marina, to perform this piece? What challenges do you think she faced?
Okay, so we actually did this activity.
Yeah, for only 4 minutes.
Yeah, for only 4 minutes, but the total hours of her doing it was
700.
700 hours. Yeah. So I think she needed a lot of patience.
Absolutely.
Yeah.She might have been worried about if there would be enough people coming to sit there with her.
Maybe, but I think she continued even if nobody was sitting there.
Okay.
Because, I mean, the point is she was present. That means just she was there. Doesn't mean that somebody needs to be there with her, but they were kind of invited to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think sitting for that long and doing nothing...would be extremely hard because if you stay in a position and your body starts to hurt, like wherever you are sitting or standing, that part of your body will start hurting because it's not being moved and it's got a lot of pressure on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I guess she would feel bored, maybe impatient and maybe in pain.
Yeah.
Right.
But she is a very experienced performance artist and I know she's done other things that are maybe even harder than this before that. So maybe it's just nothing to her. Maybe she thought like, well, I've done other things like this before. This is something new, but it's not going to be as big a challenge as it might be. Yeah. So anyway, if you guys want to learn more about Marina, I encourage you to do so. She's a great artist. She's had an interesting career. And we're done for today, so we're going to go on to day 2 tomorrow and tell you more about different examples of performance art. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you.
The ever-changing world of performance art. In 2010, Marina Abramovich created a uniquely great work of art.For a total of 700 hours, she sat silently in New York City's Museum of Modern Art. As she did, members of the public could sit opposite her one by one and look back into her eyes. Over 1,500 people did so. Some stared for minutes, others stared for hours, and still others burst into tears. Abramovich's work, The Artist is Present,is an example of performance art. This type of art uses space, time, the artist's body, and interaction with the audience to express artistic ideas. Performance art existed as far back as ancient Greece, but it became popular during the 1960s. At that time, many artists wanted to express themselves in new ways. They also wanted to create works that couldn't be easily bought or sold.Performance art fits this purpose perfectly. Unlike traditional art forms such as painting, it doesn't require specific materials or techniques. Its artists are free to create works in any way they like. It's why performance art is sometimes said to represent life like no other creative form. Vocabulary review. Opposite.As I dined alone in the restaurant, the waiter seated someone opposite me at my table. Stare. I had nothing to do during the long bus ride, so I just stared out the window. Interaction. Feeding the monkeys, making funny faces at them,Or having any other type of interaction with them will cause trouble. Express. The mayor used his speech to express support for a plan to build a new high-speed train line. Specific. Liz had some concerns about our vacation plans, but one specific worry of hers was about the cost.Material. Our company makes umbrellas from strong materials that won't easily break.
智慧小补帖。
Uniquely Artistic